News about two airlines returning to the air today. ValueJet, the carrier that was grounded 3 months ago after a deadly crash in the Florida Everglades, won permission from federal regulators to start flying again. An official at the Federal Aviation Administration said ValueJet had met all the requirements and could resume service virtually immediately. The other airline back in business today is Pan Am. Before it closed down in 1991, Pan Am was internationally recognized as a symbol of American aviation might. After the bombing of Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, it also became a symbol of U.S. vulnerability to terrorism. Now, a handful of investors, including some former Pan Am executives, are trying to revive the airline. But as NPR's Jim Zeroli reports, previous attempts to restart failed airlines have met with little success.
The crowd began to gather early this morning in the International Arrivals Building at New York's Kennedy Airport to watch Flight 21 take off for Miami. This was the maiden voyage of the new Pan Am airline, and more than 100 reporters, employees, and aviation buffs gathered for a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Meanwhile, just outside the terminal, an Airbus A300 sat gleaming in the sun, waiting for takeoff, the familiar blue and white Pan Am globe painted on its side. Pan Am was once one of the country's oldest and most respected airlines, one that flew to more cities around the world than most Americans could name. But after years of steep losses, it finally collapsed and died in 1991. Then last year, a handful of investors led by former Pan Am Vice Chairman Martin Shigrew decided to revive the airline using some planes once owned by another defunct carrier, Eastern. Shigrew says the investors decided to use the Pan Am name and logo, which had been purchased for $1.3 million because of their strong brand associations.
If there's a word that a focus group will react to in describing Pan Am or the logo Pan Am or the name Pan Am, it's experience. It's history. And in that history, there were some glorious times and there were some tragic times. But what the consumer remembers, frankly, are the good things.
The new Pan Am is just a tiny fraction of the size of the old one, with 400 employees and two domestic routes. It hopes to survive and grow in part by keeping its costs especially low. But Michael Boyd of Aviation Systems Research says it's not clear the new Pan Am can attract enough passengers to stay in business. Boyd notes that the new airline is flying some of the most competitive routes in the country.
The question is, can they get enough traffic on the airplane to pay the bills? And that's a question American Airlines or United Airlines has. But for a new airline starting up, it's a little more critical.
Boyd points out that recent attempts to revive Midway, Braniff, and Eastern Airlines have largely failed. But Shigrew rejects such comparisons.
Competition doesn't scare us. We love competition. These routes are the most heavily traveled air routes in the United States. Dense markets, lots of flyers, and no name brand, high quality, low cost competitor.
Whether or not the airline succeeds, its revival has stirred some strong emotions among former employees. Some of them showed up at today's ribbon cutting. Frank D. of Long Island took a buyout at Pan Am 11 years ago. Today he collects Pan Am memorabilia and hosts frequent reunions of his co-workers. D. showed up today carrying a sign wishing the new Pan Am luck. Still, he said the airline being launched today was not the one he left behind.
It is a great feeling to see the logo again, you know, and see it flying. I only hope that they can live up to the reputation of the old Pan Am, because if they don't, it would be a shame.
The new Pan Am has also been criticized by some of the relatives of the victims of Flight 103, who blame Shigrew for some of the security lapses they say allowed the bomb to be planted. Still, officials of the new airline are banking on the hope that passengers are ready to forget the tragedy and focus instead on the airline's past glories. This is Jim Zeroli in New York.